He's the skipper of your Northwest League champion, Eugene Emeralds. He is a baseball guy. Jesus Feliciano joins us. Thanks for the time. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I know it's a pleasure for us as an organization, you know, be part of the interview and try to let people know where we're coming from.
Now, I'm about 20 years older than you. So growing up back then, the late 60s, early 70s, everybody I knew loved baseball. Now in this country, football passed it a little bit. But you being from Puerto Rico, a country about the size of, you know, Oregon population-wise, I wanted you to explain just the passion for baseball they have in your native land.
Yeah, last few years been about the same as the U.S. You know, kids are started falling in soccer and other sports, but the passion's still there. Every time we had like a big event, like the World Baseball Classic, when you represent your country, you know, every time that we have an opportunity to make an impact for our country, it's awesome. And you can see the people, you know, falling back, you know, falling in love with the game, and it happened this past spring. You know, it was a great experience for the people in Puerto Rico and for our young stars that are in the big leagues right now, like Correa, Lindor, Javi Baez that play for the Cubs as well. It's great, you know. We still got that feeling, and we try to transmit that to the young kids too.
So, as a young man, when you were growing up and playing, when did you realize that you might have something a little bit special where you could actually earn a living in the game?
I'm very lucky. My dad played for the national team from Puerto Rico, 16 years. He went to two Olympics games, Seoul, Korea in 88 and Barcelona, Spain. So pretty much I grew up in baseball. You know that people say that it comes in your blood, and I think it happened to me. I fell in love with the game since I was a kid, and yeah, I got a little talent, and I put the best effort in the talent that I had. That I wasn't like very, very talented. You know, I was a small kid.
Right.
But I worked real hard to make an impact in the game and play the best game in the world. You know what I mean? To me, baseball is everything for me. I got the chance to play it in the big leagues too, and now I'm doing what I love. So trying to transmit that to these young guys, especially the guys that come out of the draft every year, you know, I'm experiencing that, and it's kind of like you're living the same dream as them, and for me to challenge them to do their best and to put a little bit of me in them, you know, it makes things awesome.
Now, you actually got drafted by the Dodgers 20 years ago, but you didn't sign and start your pro career till the next year. And ironically, you ended up in Yakima. So as an 18, 19-year-old young guy from where you're from, all of a sudden to be in the Pacific Northwest, what do you remember about those days?
I remember a lot. You know, it's awesome. It's awesome that you asked me about that. I always talk about Yakima. And it's funny that actually I talked to my wife this summer. You know, if I'm coming back next year, I would love to go to Yakima. I know we go by a lot. We go to Tri-City and sure. Spokane, you know, every time that I see that sign, Yakima, you know, you go back to those times. You know, it was a special for me. You know, it was a great experience ever, you know, playing in this league. And it's a funny story because I played my first professional, you know, game in Everett, you know, in the Northwest League. My first year as a coach, I was in 2014 as a hitting coach in Boise. And last year, I come back to the Northwest League as a manager for my first experience. So the Northwest League is big for me, you know.
Sure.
When I think about the Northwest League, it's a place that I have grown as a kid, because I was a kid when I was 19, but now as a man, you know, trying to teach these young guys to do what I did in my career. So it's great. It's a great feeling, you know, like coming every year to the Northwest League and remember those days.
So I grew up just outside of Manhattan. So I know New York baseball. Those were our teams. And you mentioned you made it to the show. 2010, you played with the New York Mets. What do you remember about putting on your major league uniform for
first
time?
Yeah. It was a great experience ever. You know, I went through a lot in my career, up and downs, got released a few times. I had to, you know, like work really, really hard to make that dream come through. And I don't regret at all about grinding. You know, I had to grind a lot, not like a lot of normal prospects that they go up to the big leagues after their fourth, fifth year, you know. And the minors, I went through a lot. I probably played like, I think it was like 12 or 13 years before I had that opportunity. Now, I think that I should have had that chance a little earlier than that. So when I got the call, it wasn't like, it didn't take me for a surprise. Like pretty much a lot of players, when they get that first call up.
The time in.
Yeah. So when I got the call, it was kind of like, wow, you know, finally, you know what I mean? Finally, I get the opportunity. In previous year, I had this, you know, I was very close to made it to the big leagues, but having that chance playing around guys that I knew for a long time, like Alex Cora, that is my brother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, by that time he was playing on the team, you know, guys like Javi, you know, like David Wright, you know, Jose Reyes, Pedro Feliciano, that we came all the way up in the Dodgers system, you know, to share that moment with them. I know it was fun for me, but for them it was kind of like a relief. You know, some of those guys, they always were all over me, telling me that, you know, don't give up because someday you're going to make it. And having that chance and playing, you know, around them, it was awesome.
Now, I'm sure most people don't remember, as a member of the Mets, you went to play a real regular season series against the Marlins in Puerto Rico, in San Juan. Yeah. What did it mean for you to go home as a major leaguer?
It's unbelievable, you know, especially for me that my dad is a legend back home,
right.
You know, and I know I put my name, I put a little bit of me or my career, you know, by do it on my own, but a lot of people were crazy, you know, about to see me, to watch me play with that big league uniform. I have a lot of great experience playing in that same field. Played my first professional winter league game in that field. So a lot of great memories playing there. But having that big league uniform, playing in front of your crowd, your family, friends, that some of them cannot go and fly to New York and watch me play. You know, they had the opportunity to watch me. So it was an incredible moment. Played the World Baseball Classic there a couple of times. So that stadium, the Hiram Bithorn Stadium, is kind of like church. You know what I mean? Like it's something big for me. You know what I mean? Like I go there and look back and it's an unbelievable place to go and play it. And actually, I'm very happy that the Major League Baseball are bringing baseball back to Puerto Rico next year. They're going to have a series with, I think it's the Indians against the Pirates. So they're going to have a big league baseball again there. So I'm very happy for Lindor and Roberto Perez that they're Puerto Ricans, they're young, and they're going to have the chance that I had in 2010.
Now, you mentioned what a grinder you were and how you would never give up on your dream. So as your playing career was winding down, what appealed to you that made you realize, you know what, I can go into coaching and managing and continue to live baseball?
Yeah, I think the, you know, having my dad around, he continued to coach back in Puerto Rico. I had a great mentors, you know, around me throughout my career, you know, learning from them. I feel that a guy that had to grind so much in on the baseball field, you know, I think you have to try so many things. You have to find a way to get out of struggle. And when things go good, you don't think about stuff, but I had to do a lot. I have to make a lot of changes in my career. And I think by doing that, that helped you to think about, to teach. I think that gives you a lot of strength to talk to players. And I think I had that since I was little. I think you kind of like born with that. And I'm very lucky to have people that love me and care about me. And I think by having a lot of people that cares about you and teach you the way you should be, not just a player or a coach, but how to handle life, I think that helped you a lot. And I think I have to thank all the people that have been around me throughout my career.
A couple final thoughts for Jesus Feliciano, the M's manager. So being such a competitor, a ball player, you're always taught, You play your tail off. You want to win, win, win. Now you're at this level where, yeah, you want to win, but it's just as important to develop players. Did that take a little shift in your mentality?
Definitely. You know, the good thing about the Cubs organization is that we want to develop players. We want to teach them the right way to play baseball. And of course, you know, you're trying to develop those guys. But the main thing is develop, you know, and I think by trying to create a winning culture as an organization, as a team in every affiliate that we have players and teams, I think by encouraging them how to play to win ball games, I think that way you will develop as a player. So I think you can have a little bit of mix. You know what I mean? It's not just about winning, but at the same time, if you play good, if you get better as a baseball player, you come to the field trying to get better and finding the way to win ball games, you're going to be a complete player.
All right. And lastly, you know, we're into the second half. It's really tight in the division. How you feeling about your guys making a run and having a shot at defending your title?
Yeah, I'm very confident with these guys. I know we have struggled in the last couple of weeks, but last night we showed that we're capable to do the things that we did last night, and I think it's a great timing. We played bad for a couple of weeks, but I think it's a great timing for us to finish strong and to make a good push. Sometimes I don't like to compare teams from last year to this year. We have a totally different team, but I know they have the courage. They're willing to learn. And I think, like I said, you know, if you learn and you work real hard, a lot of things are going to happen. So that's why we're trying to encourage them to just come to the ballpark, have fun, and work hard. And a lot of things are going to go by itself.
All right. Hey, I appreciate taking some time to stop by. Great talking with you. Good luck tonight and the rest of the season.
Thank you for having me.